Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections for life and so much more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we select verses from the Holy Quran and we try and learn lessons of Quran, and then we try and reflect upon those lessons. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning today from Holy Quran and tafaseer and ahadith, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen. You'll get the reward of inviting them, they'll learn something, they will act upon, you will get the reward too, they will benefit too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's begin the verse today we have selected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 119. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala Allahu hadha yawmu yanfa'u as-sadiqina sidquhum. لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم. Allah said, this is the day when the truthfulness of the truthful will benefit them. For them there are gardens beneath which rivers are flowing. They will reside therein forever. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. This is the supreme success. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the glad tidings to those who speak truth. They support haq. They support the truth and they are truthful. And those who have spoken truth in this dunya, they will get its benefit on the day of judgment. Because in this dunya, this is the maqam of amal. This is the place to act. And the day of judgment, inshallah, will be the place where you will be given the jaza. You will get the reward for what you have done in this dunya. So inshallah, those they will be truthful. Those they will have spoken truth and would have mentioned the haq, they will get its reward in a way that subhanallah, subhanallah. But he said, for them there are gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing, inshallah. They will reside therein forever, and this reward will not be limited, and this will be forever. And what a great glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with them, and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذلك الفوز العظيم. And then this success of getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting the salvation forever from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has been mentioned as ذلك الفوز العظيم. This is supreme success. This is the success we should be after. We're always after the success of this dunya. I should be successful in this. I should be successful in this. But do we think that what is fawzul azim? What is the supreme success? Allahu Akbar. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting salvation on the day of judgment is fawzul azim. That is the supreme success. May Allah give us success in this dunya also, and may Allah give us success in the hereafter. But what is being classed as a supreme success, that is the success of the hereafter. So every wise person will want to attain that success which is supreme. And how can we get that? If we are truthful, if we always be with the truth, if we mention haq, and the reward we have learned, subhanAllah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, residence there forever, and then the gardens beneath which inshaAllah rivers will be flowing for us, will be enjoying the blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reward of truthfulness. What is truth? Mentioning haq is truth. What is truth? Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truth. What is truth? Believing in the risala, the messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truth. What is truth? Islam is truth. What is truth? Quran is a truth. What is truth? Each and everything what Quran and hadith they mention is haq. This is truth. And the one who believes is a truthful one inshaAllah azza wa jal. One of the meanings of truth is this also. Whereas this verse, the word sadiqeen, the truthful, who are they? They are those who are anbiya and mursaleen alayhim salam, and the followers of those messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that believed in those prophets and they followed. They did their obedience, they did their itaat. They are the ones. They are successful ones. They are truthful ones. As far as disbelievers are concerned, their truthfulness in this dunya will not benefit them in the hereafter, on the Day of Judgment. Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that from this verse we learn that on the Day of Judgment, truth will benefit. And lie will not benefit. Ostentation, riya will not benefit. Hence, every sane person, wise person, should walk on the path of truthfulness. He should try his level best to tread on the path of truthfulness. Because after faith, iman, truthfulness is what? That gets one closer towards the good deeds. There are many hadiths. They mention the fada'il, excellences of mentioning the truth, speaking truth, and devastating consequences of lying are also mentioned in a hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, hold truthfulness tight. Because truthfulness takes you towards goodness. And goodness shows you the path of Jannah. A person keeps on telling truth. And he keeps on trying to speak truth. To the extent that he is written Siddiq in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And refrain from lie, because lie takes one towards transgression, and transgression leads towards Jahannam, hellfire. And a person keeps on lying, and he tries to lie to the extent that he is written kadhab, liar. Do you hear the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? So, what is the message? Truthful person will get towards goodness, and goodness will lead to Jannah. And a person, when he keeps on telling truth, keeps on mentioning haq, inshallah, he is written Siddiq in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray, oh Allah, write me to Siddiq. May I always speak truth, and I keep on trying to speak truth in my life. You should also make this dua. It's very important. We should avoid lying, because we don't want to get closer towards transgression, and we don't want transgression to take us to Jahannam, astaghfirullah. And we don't want to be written as kadhab, liar, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. This is very beautiful hadith. It gives us motivation to speak truth, but at the same time, it warns us about the devastating consequences of lying. How fortunate would that be, the one who has been written Siddiq in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, how unfortunate would that person be who is written Kadhab, the liar, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that once a person came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which act can take us to Jannah? He alayhi salatu wasalam said, telling truth. When person speaks truth and he does good deed. When he does good deed, he becomes protected. When he becomes protected, he enters Jannah. SubhanAllah. Then that person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which act can take us to Jahannam, the hellfire? It was said, telling lie, because when a person lies, then he sins. When he sins, then he becomes ungrateful. When he becomes ungrateful, he enters into Jahannam, the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we speak truth and we remain protected from the devastating consequences of lies. It is further narrated, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala reports, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, it is enough for a man to be a liar that he narrates everything he hears. This hadith is very important and a lesson for us, a learning for us, and we should reflect upon what actually happens. Whatever we hear, we start telling others. What he said, it is enough for a man to be a liar that he narrates everything he hears. Any news we hear, we start telling. We do not make sure that whether it is true or not, whether it is authentic or not. A person walks in, tells us something we believe, and then we start narrating others, we start telling others, we start propagating it further. Any message we receive on our phone, maybe WhatsApp message, we do not make sure whether it is authentic or not. We start sending to different groups, different platforms. We start sharing. There are posts on various social media platforms. We just read and start sharing. What is this? We don't make sure whether it's true or not. Anything we hear, anything we see, we just start propagating it. That's not right. First of all, anything we hear, listen, we should make sure it is authentic or not before narrating. At the same time, this disease is not just for the normal posts, especially when we start sharing a hadith, any Islamic content, any fatwa, any Islamic ruling, any account related to Anbiya, Rusul, Awliya, Sahaba, or Ahlul Bayt. We don't make sure whether that information is authentic or not, whether it is true or not, whether it is fabricated or authentic. We keep on sharing on different social media accounts. We keep on forwarding to different contacts. That's not right. We need to make sure that what is the source? Is it an authentic source? We should make sure. Double check before forwarding. There is so much fabricated, false information, misinformation, disinformation that circulates around us. People are just posting everything what they think is right. Or astaghfirullah, there are certain people, they are intentionally posting such stuff on social media. Unauthentic, false, fabricated stuff is available on internet. Anything we want, we just go to Google, Sheikh Google is there, or any other platform. We just start any search engine. And we want to search. What's this, the ruling about it? And whatever comes, we start believing. We don't think twice whether it is authentic or not. So what I perceive and understand, anything I listen before propagating it, before forwarding it, before narrating it, before telling others about that news, about that information, about that message, or post, I should make sure whether this is authentic or not. This is what we learn from this program today. If we want to be truthful person, we will do that. Otherwise, what will happen? This is the hadith of Rasulullah. It is enough for a person, a man, to be a liar that he narrates everything he hears. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So we want to be the truthful ones, not the liars. Be careful next time. And repent if you've done in the past. If you've shared anything which was unauthentic, if you did not know about it, in certain cases you have to inform all those people. If you had shared anything which was wrong and unauthentic, maybe that was classed as a hadith or astaghfirullah something, and it was not a hadith, but you shared with the title of hadith. And there are people, astaghfirullah, they hear something, so information, they say, oh, it is written in Quran, it is written in a hadith. Maybe that was just an account. Maybe that was just an interpretation. Maybe that was just a tafsir. Maybe it was just a saying of any noble person. They heard from something. It looks like with Islamic. Okay, fine. It's in Quran. It's in Hadith. You want to keep on saying like this. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, if you're not 100% sure something is mentioned in Quran, you can't tell it is in Quran. If you're not 100% sure, he's the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you cannot label it that it is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If you have not made sure that this account belongs to a certain Nabi alayhi salam, or any Sahabi Rasul, or Ahlul Bayt, or Awliya, or Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're not sure, you can't label that. So we have to be very careful in this regard. And in the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a true believer is not involved in taunting or frequently cursing others or in indecency or abusing. So we need to be true believers. A true believer cannot abuse. Taunting, most of the time that involves lying, isn't it? You taunt others. You say whatever you want to say, whatever is even not existed in that person, you say that is, that's how you are. Astaghfirullah. You abuse others, astaghfirullah, verbal abuse. And you say whatever you want to say. Maybe that's not appropriate to say to that person. It's a complete lie. People, they lie like this. They abuse others like this. They taunt others. They hurt others' feelings. Such people cannot be true believers. We need to be true believers, respected viewers. We need to avoid cursing others from all sorts of indecency, from abusing. We need to refrain. We need to preserve and protect ourselves from all sorts of sins which have been mentioned here. Now, in the month of Ramadan, we need to be also careful. There is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Sahih Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala reports, Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not give a false statement, meaning telling lies and evil deeds, Allah is not in need of his fasting, leaving his food and drink. In the month of Ramadan, we fast, or in any other month, we fast, nafil fasts. But a person who is not abandoning lying, he doesn't stop lying, Allahu Akbar. So Allah is not in need of such a person's fasting. But he abandons food and drink, but he does not abandon lying. If you want to feel the essence of fasting, what you need to do? You need to keep the fasting of your tongue also. You cannot lie through your tongue. You have to speak truth from your tongue. You cannot hurt anyone's feeling through your tongue. You have to avoid tale-telling, backbiting, slandering, lying, hurting others' feelings, abusing others. Any form or shape of a sin that is done through tongue, we need to avoid. And anything good what we can speak and we can give comfort to others, we should use this tongue for. This is the essence of fasting. Because fasting should stop us, not only from the halal acts, by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we are doing, but at the same time, something's already haram, not allowed, impermissible. We need to avoid them anyway, isn't it? More in Ramadan, more during the fasting time. We need to be more careful. Why? Because we are fasting. Yes, respectfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fast and do not do certain things which are in normal circumstances halal. And we stop them. We don't eat, we don't drink. Those married couples, they also avoid intimacy with their partners during Ramadan, fasting time. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered not to do, even in normal circumstances, these acts are halal. But what about during fasting? If something is already haram in Islam, lying, backbiting, hurting others' feelings, we need to avoid in Ramadan, during fasting, other than Ramadan, other than fasting. Anyway, this is the practice. This is what we are learning from Ramadan and Kareem. This is the training in Ramadan. We need to be ready that in Ramadan, when we abandon even halal things upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than Ramadan, we will abandon haram anyway, inshallah. Throughout year, whether it is Ramadan or not, haram has to be abandoned anyway. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa وسلم.
Lessons from Quran about to explore. Reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Quran about to explore. Reflections for life and so much more.